So I have a few questions from some friends. Bhante, I've received a diagnosis of a terminal illness. I understand that we all face mortality, but I now have a clearer timeline for my own. I've accepted this reality and feel a strong sense of urgency to deepen my spiritual practice. It may be too late, but I want to make the most of my time that I have left. Could you kindly suggest some specific contemplations or practices that might aid me on this journey?
Well, it's the practice doesn't change. You know, whether you are whether you have a lot of time left or little one, it's the same gradual process. It's the same gradual training. So the gradual training we often talk about, well, now that person will have to condense it into much shorter period of time. So take the precepts very even more seriously. Sense restraint twice as hard, withdrawal from unwholesome states, exerting himself in complete seclusion from others as well, grasping the signs of the mind. It's always the same pathway. As the Buddha said, when he discovered the Dhamma, he was like an ancient path that previous people in the past have walked, but it's always the same. It's not like you can do different things or approach them differently. So you just have to go through gradual training, just obviously more intensely than somebody who, say, is not terminally ill.
No. It reminds me of the sutta. It says, this is in Anguttara Nikaya. It says, bhikkhus, if five things do not slip away from a frail and sick bhikkhu, it can be expected of him in no long time, with the destruction of the taints, he will realize for himself the liberation of mind. So these five things are: a bhikkhu dwells contemplating the unattractiveness of the body, perceiving the repulsiveness of food, or the necessity of food, perceiving the non-delight in the entire world, contemplating Anicca, and he has perception of death well established eternity. If these five things do not slip away from a frail and sick dying bhikkhu, it will be expected that he will...
However, the difference there is that dying bhikkhu is an Arya. He's not a Putujana. He already has a right view. He just hasn't completely reached the liberation and destruction of the taints, as it says there. So he would reach the destruction of taints if he established himself in those five things, having had the right view from beforehand. So I just presume that this person who says, my time is short now, I haven't practiced before as much, now I have a timeline, I want to practice harder, they don't even have the right view. And for that, again, the gradual training, there is no shortcut there. It's just that that long journey could be traveled faster if you double down with your efforts, if you increase the amount, double them up and take it seriously. Not looking at anything unwholesome, not thinking about anything unwholesome, withdrawing yourself, exerting yourself in seclusion and secluded places for as long as you can, grasping the signs of the mind, like listen to the talks about the signs of the mind and so on, because that's a precursor to the right view. And sure, you can contemplate all this, contemplate the illness and repulsiveness, but that applies, that can result in the liberation from destruction of the taints if you know what the practice is. If you have the right view, then that would amplify it.
So an ordinary person that's now facing death, obviously afraid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I should have. I haven't been practicing.
Well, yeah, then that's the thing, really. Everybody's facing death. And that terminally ill person, he might actually live longer than somebody else who is not terminally ill. So it's really just the recognition of the inevitable in their case. But yeah, sometimes that's what some people need, or I think most people probably need something like that to make them really take the practice seriously. But there is no special contemplation that can then provide a shortcut for you. It's still the same path you have to walk, the same distance, but yes, you can walk it faster if you take the steps of the gradual training more seriously. Yeah, seeing the danger in the slightest fault, moderating eating, all of that is building up, intensifying, amplifying. And it said, like, then when that seeking secluded places, when you're dwelling in physical seclusion, it says that's a prerequisite for grasping the signs of the mind. So the bhikkhus, that somebody can grasp the signs of the mind, having not been physically secluded, that's not possible. It's impossible. So if you do have physical seclusion and have been practicing sense restraint, virtue, everything leading up to it, and you're able to sort of endure it rightly, it's quite possible you will grasp the signs of your mind. You will start seeing your own mind as a phenomenon, as an entity that exists here parallel to this body existing, neither of which really belongs to you. You will be able to see it in a correct third-person sense, so to speak, like a wild animal that needs taming. You would be able to unidentify yourself with it by default, which is what's usually done. You're identified by default. You don't even see the mind. You don't even see it as a thing. You might have a concept, ideas of it, but you don't see it. You don't see it as a phenomenon existing there while you're thinking about it. And for that, in order to see it, you need to develop that gradual training, solitude, and then these things can become more apparent. So that would be my advice, really. Strive for that before time runs out.
And actually do things that lead to peace, which is the gradual training. But you know, I've heard advice like you reflect on the, be grateful for the things that have happened in your life and think about all the good things, and you know, it was more about having how to have a peaceful death.
That's not a peaceful death. That's the idea of the peaceful death usually comes from people that don't contemplate death correctly. They are still intoxicated with life, and then they project this fantasy of dying peacefully, peaceful from the point of view of an external observer, what looks peaceful. The only peaceful death is the death of an arahant, because that's the only state of the five aggregates that has been freed from any traces of resistance, of patiga. If there is still resistance, there is patiga, there will be some tension felt when death occurs, because it's not completely dispassionate. So you want to experience peaceful death, you need to become an arahant. You want to experience less unpeaceful death, well, become at least a sotapanna. But that's really the measure of the peace, not how you look externally. Sometimes people look externally peaceful just because they've been wiped away by their illness and there's absolutely no energy or strength left. So it just looks peaceful. But internally, the only peaceful state of mind is the mind that has been developed in this passion, this enchantment. Then there will be no resistance to death. And that's pretty much what I'm describing. Develop the sign of the mind, get the right view, and you're already a step closer to being unmoved by death. If in your spare time you want to practice gratitude and whatnot, visualize your whatever happy, lofty ideas and so on, yeah, do that, but don't conflate that with the practice of the right view and the gradual training, because it has nothing to do with it. It's more like just making yourself feel better because you still don't know the escape. But why don't you start seeking the escape by admitting that you don't know the escape?
You don't have to make yourself feel better.
You can, but don't confuse that for the practice. And if your concern is about making yourself feel better, you won't be then practicing towards the right view, because practicing towards the right view probably won't make you feel better initially. It's just going to make you feel worse because you are uncovering things. So they become mutually, they don't need to be mutually exclusive, but practically they're mutually exclusive for somebody who is at that stage. You would not be able to make yourself feel better and practice for the right view if the value of feeling good is still more important to you. So, but I think this person has realized that, because having been diagnosed with a terminal illness, they are asking the right things. What do I do to speed up what I haven't done before? Yeah.